This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. I just wanted to round out a little bit more about GE so you understand what the problem is. This is a problem that runs through America and probably Australia and Europe as well. Let's think about just today. Just today. And if you think about it, how many people plan for the future? Or are they just, you know, they're hungry, so they go out to eat because they're hungry. But they could have thought about that yesterday and bought the ingredients necessary to make meals at home at one-third, one-quarter the cost of going out to eat. So General Electric was part of this strategy. And Jack Welch was the CEO in the 1980s. And he transformed the company from a products manufacturing company, aircraft engines, appliances, durable goods, into a company that focused on financial services, concepts of money. And he nearly blew up the company. And what happened to the appliances? Well, nobody talks about GE as being a great company anymore. It lasted 100 years. It was a great company with pretty darn good products. But now, in 2016, a Chinese company, Haier, H-A-I-E-R, bought General Electric's appliance division. It's a Chinese company. So if you see GE and you think it's the old GE, it's not. It's a Chinese company. And if you weigh a General Electric refrigerator or freezer or chest freezer that was made, let's say, in the 1980s, and you weigh a new one with the same dimensions, you're going to find out it weighs way less, the new one, because there's less material in it. Even Chinese socks are smaller than the size that they are sold as. So if you want to buy socks that you find out are made in China, you might want to buy a larger size so that they fit. Because the size that you think you wear in Chinese numbers, it'll end up being smaller than what you were expecting. It seems to me that the Chinese take out about 10% of everything. We've been buying Chinese flashlights, rechargeable flashlights, and I have them from maybe 7 years ago. Each time we buy a new set, they get a little bit smaller, like 10% smaller, 10%. Now they're half the size that they used to be. And if you look at them on eBay, they look the same. They don't say new and improved, smaller fun size. They don't say that. But they get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Absolutely true. Gwyneth, you were talking about banking in the telephone system, and please continue.
Yeah, this is it. I was using the telephone banking system, and it's your system. You invented it, and every bank
I didn't invent it. I was in charge of putting the pieces together that could make that work. That was phraseology, like we would record a phrase. Welcome, thank you, 1, 2, 9. Your balance recording those phrases in a human voice and then attributing them to an algorithm and a program that would regurgitate what the screen the IBM 3277 green screen would display, and it would read the information that would be presented to the screen. Yeah, that's what we did.
And you know something? That is actually a useful technology. And because it's useful, every bank on earth uses your technology. Now, that's a thing of Vinny that will go on into the future, maybe, if there still is a civilized world, which actually I don't think there's going to be a civilized world. But as long as there's a civilized world, they will have banking systems and banking computers, and as long as there's banking computers, there'll be any system on the banking computer.
Well, and I hope not.
That's something. That's not nothing. That's something. That's something to be very pleased with.
I'd actually like to issue an apology for participating in that.
I hate it.
I got stuck in that system this morning with Brightspeed. I mean, I wanted to talk to somebody because I knew that this system could not help me. I knew that. And I could not get out of this loop without spending about, 15, 20, 30 minutes, talking or communicating with a machine. And the machine could not help me. And that's the problem. If you look at technology, the early adopters are banks and insurance companies. Those are the early adopters of technology. And the problem is that other business types adopt the same technology a little bit later. And now we have computers in between us and what we're trying to accomplish. And we also have computers making decisions. We have computers attempting to invent things. So we could really make a huge mistake with artificial intelligence. And that's kind of what this system was in the early days in the 1980s, this banking system, press one, press two. It was kind of like artificial intelligence to try to figure out what the customer wanted and then present choices based on what we thought the customer was trying to do. So it was the early days of artificial intelligence. But here we are today where artificial intelligence can make viruses. And what there's true and false. It's binary with computers. Yes or no, one or zero. So we could say make a virus, or we could say make the cure for a virus. And if we say yes or no incorrectly, we could create the virus by trying to cure the virus. That's where we are today. Just by one bit being off, yes or no. Seriously.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence is very, very dangerous.
Actually, there's something. You mentioned artificial intelligence, and I'd like to tell a story about something that happened earlier on this week. I was listening to a particular podcast, and it was a they were talking about collapse. Okay, because I tend to listen to a lot of collapse related. There's a whole genre out there of collapse podcasts. Okay, people know that things are falling apart. They don't necessarily know what to do about it, but they go and they tell everybody about all the things that are collapsing. And I think that's useful information. And so I was on this collapse live stream or whatever it was, and I typed in, I live off-grid in Victoria, and not giving my exact location, of course, but I have my own electrical supply and my own water supply, and I'm putting in an irrigation system and all of this sort of thing. This is what everybody needs to do. If you don't do this, if you don't grow your own food, and if you don't have your own electrical supply and your own water supply, which my water supply of choice is a roof catchment, channeling rainwater into some about 10,000 gallons storage capacity of cisterns, and I use about I use about 1,000 litres of water a week. So, yeah, that's, so 10,000 gallons is 40,000 litres. That lasts me about 40 weeks. But anyway, I had this guy come on and said, he said, oh, I'm looking to do that. I'm just waiting for my Bitcoin account to go up a bit more. And as soon as he said that, I cringed internally. And I said, listen, you need to do this now, because if you, everything is, we're running out of time. And this sort of place takes a long time to get established. I've been here for 11 years, and I'm still in the process of establishing it. And maybe it would have gone more quickly if I hadn't been doing it in a state of poverty for most of the time. But he said, oh, it's all right, because I've got my Tesla robots are going to help me out a lot. And I, at that point, I stopped talking to him. You know, I just let the conversation die a natural death, because if anyone is going to be relying on Tesla robots, more than old-fashioned mechanical, physical systems of gravity and just natural functions that have worked forever, like rain falls on flat surface, gets channeled into tank. That is a water system that has been used for thousands of years successfully. They have, I mean, they didn't have sheet iron in the ancient world, but they would make vast rock slabs. You know, they'd dig down to the bedrock, and they'd just clear all the topsoil of a certain area of bedrock, and then they would make a channel, and then they would dig out a cistern into the rock and channel all that water that was running off the rock into the cistern that they'd dug into the rock downstream. And that's a, these systems exist, especially in the Middle East. They have been running for thousands of years with no maintenance. Yeah, except that the guy from the village goes down to the cistern once every few years and clears out all the fallen leaves and branches and stuff. But that's the only maintenance that they've had. And it provides the water supply for an entire village, you know. And I've seen these systems where they produce vast oases in the desert. They build massive ones of these. There's a system called Wadi. Gosh, what is it called? I'll have to send you the link to the video of it, Vincent, and maybe you can put it up on USA Prepares. But it's a system. It's 25 kilometres long and 5 kilometres wide. Did you hear me?
Well, we...
25... Yeah. Kilometers, 25,000 meters long and 5,000 meters wide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taken up with farms.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And she lives off-grid, generates her own electricity, has a water catchment system, farms the hard way with hand tools and pitchfork, shovels, rakes, hose. And you're talking about water supply. Gwyneth, here in the United States, we've done the unthinkable. We've decided, not we, but you know, governments have decided to build dams. And they've literally flooded towns. So if you were to drain the water underneath the dam, you'd find graves, grave markers, houses, roofs, toys, bicycles, everything you can think of that used to be there when the town was there. But the governments have decided we're going to dam this area and it's going to flood, so y'all best leave. And instead of getting a bulldozer and bulldozing all of those houses and businesses and excavating the graves, instead of doing that, they just flood the area. Look it up, class. No kidding. Ghost towns underwater. So that's what we do. So if you're thinking you're drinking pristine water from the municipal water supply that comes from the reservoir, you might be surprised what's under it. There are even amusement parks submerged in the drinking water supply. You know, Ferris wheels, roller coasters, you know, things like that. For real. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. The name of that place in the Middle East that I was telling you about that had that big oasis 25 kilometres long and 5 kilometres wide. The name is Wadi, three words, Wadi Bani, B-A-N-I, Khalid, K-H-A-L-I-D. And guess what? The people, that system has been running continuously with minimal maintenance, just clearing out foliage and leaves out of the channels and branches out of the channels. That's basically the only maintenance it's had. And putting water here, putting water there, putting a sandbag in a channel to send the water one direction or another each day. That's the only maintenance the system has received. It's been operating for 3,000 or 4,000 years, and it's still operating today. And the people who live there rent out campsites. You can. I know that you wouldn't be inclined to, but anyone can go online and book a campsite at Wadi Bani Khalid and camp in that beautiful oasis that the Omani tribe, it's in Oman, that this tribe has been managing for the last 3,000 or 4,000 years, and growing dates, you know, any fruit that you could imagine, bananas, mangoes, oranges, lemons, just everything, pineapples and all sorts. And they do it in the middle of Oman, which is the harshest desert on earth. It's like the face of the moon. And then in the middle of this immensely harsh desert is this amazing oasis. And there's others as well. That's what the people of this country do. They make oases in the middle of the desert. They create their water supply in the middle of the desert. And it's a big water supply. This farm is... How many farms do you know, Vincent, that are 5 kilometres wide and 25 kilometres long? And that's just the farm. That's not the catchment area. The catchment area is basically the whole side of one mountain. And they manage the catchment as well.
You mean other than
That's
Yellowstone?
A big farm.
That's a huge farm.
Yeah.
And you know, the Midwest.
If they can
do it,
and the thing is, they've done it. They've done the whole thing. No bobcat, no big machine, primitive tools. Stone
Age
tools.
That's the way the Great Wall of China was built. Great Wall of China is built the same way.
Primitive tools.
We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Search and rescue turns to search and recovery Wednesday in the waters below the bridge that came crashing down in Baltimore.
The six men who were repairing potholes on the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore are presumed dead after that cargo ship crashed into it and it collapsed.
I can't imagine how painful today has been for these families.
Now, someone on the ship issuing a Mayday call after losing power, President Biden addressing that fact.
Personnel on board the ship were able to alert the Maryland Department of Transportation As a result, local authorities were able to close the bridge to traffic before the bridge was struck, which undoubtedly saved lives.
And right now, the FBI says there is no evidence of terrorism.
USA's Laura Winters. President Biden says the federal government will pay for the reconstruction of the span. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, you can't please all the people all the time. And I got an email, kind of beat me up, and I'm going to respond to it. It's from a lady, and she refers to herself as Mac, M-A-C. Yesterday I talked about farming, and I said that, and I'm paraphrasing, I said that you really need 40 acres or more, the minimum amount of acreage to be somewhat self-sufficient is 40 acres. Now that means that you're going to try to do everything on 40 acres. That means that you're not going to be foraging outside of the 40 acres. And I delineated the points that to raise cows or animals, you'll need some fencing. And it's going to take literally 40 acres to have enough half woods, half open land for grass to raise, you know, cows, if that's your plan. To have enough wood that falls down to heat your farmhouse. And I talked about a solar system and what that would take. And I talked about the costs. And I talked about cattle panels and how we use cattle panels, keep about 30 of them here at the farm, for all kinds of purposes. Repairing fences quickly. If we have a mama cow who can't provide enough milk for her newborn calf, we have a bottle calf, and we'll have to raise that bottle calf. And if we don't pen that bottle calf in and put a roof over the calf's head, and you give her lots of room to move around and protection from the wind and the rain and the snow and the hail and the weather conditions, that calf will die. So we use cattle panels that are 16 feet long, and we tie them together with wire, and we provide food and shelter, and we feed that calf three times a day with a great big bottle, like a half a gallon bottle. And so I talked about this, and I'll just read a couple of the sentences of this email. And it said that I'm exaggerating. It said, "You exaggerating, Vincent. You exaggerating, Vincent." I think that means this particular student believes I'm exaggerating. And the student says, "You can do it on less than an acre." No, you cannot. You cannot raise animals on less than an acre. You can't find enough firewood on less than an acre. Now, you can have a garden that's less than an acre. Absolutely. And we have a garden that's less than an acre. And it says, "You have a real ranch. Real farms grow food, not blood sacrificing God creatures. Don't need all that. To feed," this is verbatim, "to feed yourself healthy, not diseased God's creatures. Animals are not to be blessed and help man, not eat them." It goes on to say that we can live off beans and green nuts, etc., and even weeds. So I'm being kind of beat up. And also it says that your campers can pay almost $900 a month for your hip camp. We charge $20 a day. $20 a day. And I'm stunned, absolutely stunned by this email. To protect the calves that are born and their mamas can't take care of them, we build a temporary shelter and we feed and nourish them. Now, if we turn them loose, they'll die. They'll be killed by wild animals. So we protect them. And we use cattle panels to do it. And they're 16 feet long. And we use a bunch of them. So it's not like a small cage. And about our camp, I'm going to read verbatim a review. Right, this is at Hip Camp. This is not our website. This is Hip Camp. Quote, "Really great piece of land. Vince did everything he could to make sure I had everything I needed. I was able to enjoy a campfire every morning and every night. Stargazing was phenomenal, and high quality water was available and convenient. If you stay, make sure you get some beef and eggs, both extremely high quality and," I'm adding more to it. I lost it. But okay. So one thing you don't want to do is refresh sometimes. But our reviews are as good as they get. Here's one by Rebecca. "Natural Farms is a really remarkable, beautiful place. The rolling mountains, the natural springs, grazing cattle, it's great. I didn't have cell service or Wi-Fi, so it was a truly natural experience, and I felt very at peace. Silence, solitude, beauty. I'm glad I went. I got help with my trailer tire, which was remarkably helpful." And it goes on. So another one. " Our stay at Natural Farms was fantastic, and I highly recommend it to anyone looking for an opportunity to seriously to enjoy a serene outdoor experience. Vincent and his family are extremely helpful and always willing to answer any questions or offer assistance needed to make our stay even more but more enjoyable. Another one, beautiful area and properties. Personality make the stay the best part. Met his son, who is a very capable man who manages the stay and accommodations. Had the best host of any camp I've ever stayed at. A very memorable occasion. Love Hip Camp and Vincent and is the best. Highly, I recommend highly. That's what people say. Okay, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but I'm saying that it takes hard work. It takes diligence. It takes persevering. It takes attention to detail. That's what it takes. And to get beat up about, I just can't believe I got beat up by one of our listeners saying that maybe, she said, maybe you can enclose yourself in a cattle panel and experience what God's meek creatures go through. Seriously. Do you think that I don't pay attention to what we are doing to our animals? We are keeping our animals alive and we let them thrive. And when they get really old, we don't send them to the slaughterhouse for dog food or people food. We let them live their lives out here at our farm. Their senior years, we let them do that because they have a right to live here too. So I guess I take exception to this. I really do. Even the scouts want to come here to learn from us because they know that they can't learn the things that we teach other places. They know they can't learn it at school. They can't see how we are not a factory farm in other places. They have to come to a place like ours. I can't believe it. I just can't believe that we get beat up doing a job better than most farms. I can't get over it.
You know something, Vincent? These people, they don't have the skill sets that you and I have. Okay? I know for a fact that it takes 20 acres of woodlot to generate enough wood to keep one fire going. Because this is my life. It's been my life for the last 11 years. And this is how I live every day of my life. I have 20 acres of land. And I used to keep two fires going when the boys were here. But I can't do that because I burned through the wood. And I've realized that I have to either have the kitchen fire going or the lounge room fire going. I can't keep both fires going because the amount of wood that this place produces is only enough to keep one fireplace going. Does that make sense?
Gladys, let me ask you this.
An open forest, so I can still use the understory. That's how I can get away with having 20 acres because I can have These eucalyptus trees are ancient. They would predate white settlement, and they just drop branches constantly. That's what they do. And because, you know, ancient eucalyptus trees do that, and then they grow new branches. But I can use the understory because eucalyptus trees have a very open canopy and they let a lot of light in, and so the grass grows underneath them. You know, and other herbage grows underneath them. But if you had, you know, probably any other tree other than eucalyptuses, and they're naturally spaced, it's like an open eucalyptus woodland in its natural state, how it would be, with these massive, massive, massive trees. And that provides, those 20 acres of trees provide me with just enough wood each day to keep my fireplace going, either the kitchen fire or the lantern fire, and I decide each day which fire I'm going to light. Does that make sense?
Gwyneth, you and I have been broadcasting for years, once a week, 2 hours a day, for years. And you and I have never discussed this, either on the air or off the air, exactly what you described with your two fireplaces or stoves. We've never discussed that. And you have figured out that you can get one or the other working on 20 acres, but not both. So if you wanted both, that sounds like two times 20 acres or 40 acres, which is exactly what I said. Exactly. That yeah. You cannot do it, can't be done with less than 40 acres. Cannot be done. So I'm not saying that you have to have 40 acres. I'm just saying that if you want to heat with wood, and if you want to raise some animals, you need like cows, you need a minimum of 40 acres. Otherwise, you're going to run out of land. That's just the way it is. Now, it takes some, depending on where you live, if you live like in Kentucky, you might be able to get maybe one cow on 2 acres, maybe. Okay? Maybe one cow on 1 acre, but not here. Here in Missouri, it takes about 4 acres to raise a cow. That's how much grass that you're going to need. But you have to rotate the cow off that grass every 7 days because grass needs 21 days to recover from being stepped on and beat up by the hooves and traffic on the grass. So if you're going to rotate your cows into different paddocks, you're going to need more than 1 or 2 acres. It cannot be done. Now, is it better to have, and I said this yesterday, and this is what I got beat up over, what I said yesterday. Now, is it better to have 1 acre than to live in the city? Absolutely. Is it better to have 1 acre than to live in an apartment? Absolutely. Is it better to have 1 acre than a third of an acre? Absolutely. Is it better to have 2 acres and 1 acre? Absolutely. Is it better to have 5 acres and 2 acres? Absolutely. Is 80 better than 40? Absolutely. And distance is your friend. You want to get away from people.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Les, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this sentence in this email from Mac, we can live off beans, green, nut, etc., and even God, plentiful weeds. I read that verbatim. Well, I guess that must be spelling correction and word correction that put that partial sentence together. But I guess the intent of this email was to tell me that we don't have to kill things to eat. And it's not true. Absolutely not true. If you want to eat beans, you're going to kill the bean plant. If you want to eat tomatoes, you're going to kill the fruit of the tomato. If you're going to eat peaches, same thing. If you are going to eat wheat, you're going to kill the wheat plant. If you're going to eat hamburger, you're going to kill the cow. Lamb chops, same thing. The bottom line is if you want to eat, something's going to die. That's the way it is. Even if you want to eat spiders. And of course, I'm not recommending that. But if you were, you'd have to kill the spiders. And those who are advocating eating bugs, you're going to have to kill the bugs if you're going to eat them. Now, I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to eat bugs. Not voluntarily, that's for sure. And not knowingly. But if you want to live, something's going to die. That's just a fact of life. I didn't set it up that way. God did. But that's the facts. So we try to make our cattle's life as pleasant and enjoyable as possible. That's what we do. We really do. Now, other farmers beat up their cows. They whip them, they slap them, they hit them with sticks. We don't do that. They use electric shock treatments, you know, cattle prods. We don't do that. But other people do. So I don't know a better answer than what we're trying to do. And we are all volunteers here just trying to help people. Now, I suggest that if you find what we say offensive, there are plenty of other options to tune to. Plenty. And there are plenty of paid mouthpieces that have an agenda to try to trick you and convince you into something else, or sell you something you don't need. We do none of that. Absolutely none of that. We don't even take donations. USA Prepares does not take donations. And people want to send us funds, and I say no, 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 no. We'll do it as long as we can, and we'll pay for it ourselves out of our own wallets, and when we can't, we're going to go away. And I got to tell you, this email makes it frost me. Absolutely does. So, class, if you're going to send me an email, please use complete sentences so I know what you're talking about. Please do. That way I can respond. I don't know how to respond to
this. I would like to comment on that email just before the broadcast finishes, Vincent.
Please do.
If you are going to try a vegan diet, you'll find yourself suffering from vitamin K deficiency, vitamin B group deficiencies, omega-3 and omega-6 deficiencies, and you will find yourself having cholesterol imbalances, and cholesterol imbalances lead to brain damage, as do vitamin K and B group vitamin deficiencies. If you do not want to kill an animal and you want to live off-grid, the best option for you is layer hens, because 4 eggs from a layer hen, 4 hen's eggs, have the same nutritional profile as a piece of steak. Because if you pop those 4 layer hen eggs, if the hen's been with a rooster for at least 3 weeks, if you put those eggs underneath a broody hen or in an incubator, after 21 days, those eggs will turn into a baby chicks, and nothing is added to the eggs to transform them from being an egg to a baby chick. All that is added is time and love and warmth and turning the eggs. Either the mother hen does it, or you have to do it in the incubator. This is it. And so from that, we can reason. And 4 newborn baby chicks, not that anyone would do this, okay, but they have the same nutritional quality as a piece of steak, a chop, or a piece of steak. Not that anyone would, I'm not suggesting that anyone should or that anyone would eat a little baby newborn chick. But what I'm saying is that they come from eggs. And if you wind the clock back 21 days, the egg comes out of the chicken and has all that same nutrition to form that baby chick as it hatches out 21 days later. Nothing is added to it. So if you don't want to kill anything, you get some layer hens.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.